How shattered it is! How they have wailed! How Moab has turned his back! He is ashamed. So Moab will become a laughing stock and an object of terror to all around him. For thus says the Lord, Behold, one will fly swiftly like an eagle and spread out his wings against Moab. Kerioth has been captured, and the strongholds have been seized. So the hearts of the mighty men of Moab in that day will be like the heart of a woman in labor. And Moab will be destroyed from being a people, because he has become arrogant toward the Lord. Terror, pit, and snare are coming upon you, O inhabitant of Moab, declares the Lord. The one who flees from the terror will fall into the pit, and the one who climbs up out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For I shall bring upon her, even upon Moab, the year of their punishment, declares the Lord. In the shadow of Heshbon the fugitives stand without strength. For a fire has gone forth from Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it has devoured the forehead of Moab and the scalps of the riotous revelers. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Chemosh have perished, for your sons have been taken away captive and your daughters into captivity. Yet I will restore the fortunes of Moab in the latter days, declares the Lord. Thus far the judgment on Moab.